AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A number of NFL players and owners met in New York today to talk about social issues and ways players can express their opinions. League Commissioner Roger Goodell says the meeting was productive.
I think our owners looked at it as saying, we want to help support you. Those are issues that affect us. There are issues also. We'd like to do it together. The players were very clear about how they felt about these issues and how deeply they felt about these issues.
What was apparently not discussed at any length was players protesting during the national anthem, which has been sharply criticized by President Trump. When asked if the players committed to standing during the anthem, Goodell responded, "We did not ask for that." The growing number of allegations of sexual assault or sexual harassment by movie producer Harvey Weinstein have touched off the Me Too online protest by thousands of women. Mortgage lender and mother Jennifer Beetson says she wants to see an end to something she says is all too common.
I come from a family with six women, and four of them have been raped. And no one talks about it. No one talks about harassment in day-to-day. It's just pretty much accepted at this point. And I fear for the women younger than me, the world they're coming into.
Twitter says the hashtag MeToo has been tweeted more than a million times since the grassroots campaign began. President Trump talks about parts of the GOP tax plan, including lowering the corporate tax rate, in a speech to the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
This is a giant self-inflicted economic wound. That is why we will cut the corporate tax rate from 35% all the way down to not more than 20%.
The proposal includes a doubling of the standard deduction and reducing the number of income brackets, but it also could eliminate the deductions for state and local taxes paid. This is AP Radio News. Two Chicago security officers have been fired over an April incident in which a passenger was dragged off a United Airlines flight. Here's Ed Donahue.
The Chicago Department of Aviation says one of its officers improperly escalated the incident, and another was involved in removing facts from a report. David Dow was dragged screaming off the plane after he refused to give up his seat back in April. Two other officers were suspended. One of them resigned. A report says three security officers and a sergeant used excessive force, hitting Dow's face on an armrest, resulting in a concussion, a broken nose, and the loss of two teeth. Dow reached an undisclosed settlement with United less than 3 weeks after the incident. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge in Hawaii blocks President Trump's latest travel ban, which was supposed to go into effect tomorrow. The judge says the latest executive order is no different from Trump's earlier orders. The Justice Department says it will appeal. I'm Tim McGuire, AP.